Mutual Broadcasting System presents I Love the Mystery. Adventure thriller.
Tell you, Captain, we've got our man. It's got to be the man.
You haven't got a thing on Leslie Marks, and you know it, Packard.
He's still the mastermind behind this mob.
Just the same, Jack, the captain's right. We ain't got nothing on him. Well, looky, the way he acted when you accused him face to face of being the gang leader.
How did he act?
Well, he just plumb laughed in our face.
Naturally.
I'm not through with him yet. I've got Reggie planted up on the fire escape outside his window. If he tries to pull anything while he's lying in bed pretending to be badly wounded, we'll trip him up.
If we can only pick up the gunman that shot him, it may help.
You know it won't. We've got 7 of the mob down behind bars now. Have you been able to get any information out of them?
No.
Certainly not. They just won't talk. And I still say Leslie Marks had himself slightly wounded to turn suspicion from him.
Hey, Captain, not to change the subject, but you got any line on them fellas that put that dynamite under the hood of Sonny's car?
We've got a dragnet up.
Man, was that an explosion?
Oh, that's not essential here. To get back to Marks.
Packard, why are you so sure it's Marks?
Well, he's the logical man.
Why is he the logical man? You can't bring forth one single reason. There's not one way in which he benefits by keeping men away from Sonny Richards.
Now, there must be a reason. That's what's driving me nuts. The why. Why is he doing it? Why doesn't he want men around Sonny? Why is he trying so hard to get rid of Doc and Reggie and me?
You tell me why, and I'll personally go up and put handcuffs on him.
Wait a minute. Maybe we're getting somewhere. Doc.
Yeah?
Go up to Phil Terry's room and ask Sonny to come down here.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, and Doc.
Now what?
If Phil's brother Arthur's up there, bring him down too. Only park him outside until we're ready for him.
Why not?
Now what do you think you're going to do?
Look, Captain, we're going to stop looking for the man.
You're going to do what?
Yeah. For the moment, we're going to forget all about a mastermind. All we're going to try to find out now is why.
This thing's not turning your mind, is it?
No, look. All we're going to do is to try to dig out of Sonny something that might suggest a reason why someone would want to keep men away from her. Dig down into her mind. She must have the answer somewhere in her unconscious mind. She may not even know it's the answer. You see?
No, I don't. Will you tell me how you're going to dig information out of a girl's mind if she doesn't even know it's there?
Well, I don't know. But it's worth trying.
What do you want the kid for?
Arthur? Well, he knows something, and I'm going to get it out of him.
Something about the case?
Yes. I didn't tell you before, but little Arthur was the one who sprayed those 2 torpedoes with buckshot. Those 2 men you picked up in the basement of that brownstone house.
The kid did that?
Yes. He won't admit it, but I know he did.
Well, then he saved your lives.
Well, maybe. But more important, I want to know how he happened to be at the brownstone house. How he happened to have a sawed-off shotgun. And why he went to all the pains of getting out of bed with a broken arm to come to our rescue.
Yeah, it looks like a good bet. Why didn't you tell me this before?
Yeah, because I thought I...
They're waiting in here.
Come on in, Sonny.
What is it now? Doc wouldn't tell me anything.
Shut the door, Doc.
Yeah.
I think you've met Captain Norton before, Sonny.
Yes.
Sit down here, Miss Richards.
Thank you.
Sonny, this is very important. I want you to think before you answer each question. Now think. Did anyone ever say to you, you must never marry?
No.
You're sure about that? For any reason whatever, at any time in the past?
Yes, Jack, I'm sure. Not for any reason.
Well, then, did anyone ever express a dislike of seeing you in men's company?
That's an awfully hard question to answer.
Why?
Well, for instance, my father used to say to me that he wished I wouldn't go out with certain boys. And then after Father died, Leslie Marks urged me not to go around with Phil.
Hey, he did?
Oh, but that's nothing. Even Phyllis said that he wished I wouldn't be seen with certain men he didn't like. I mean, it's so hard to answer because... Well, almost every man that's close to a girl disapproves of at least one other man.
But none of them disapproved of you going out with all men.
Oh, no. It was just men they personally disliked.
Uh-huh. Would you mind answering a personal question?
Oh, yes, if I can.
How many men have been in love with you?
Oh, Captain, that's an impossible question.
Well, all right, let me be more specific. Would you mind naming for us the men who have proposed marriage to you?
Well, that's very personal.
I said it was. Do you mind?
Well, Phil, of course.
We know that.
And then, well, there were two boys while I was in college, Hugh Bartlett and Jimmy Pearson.
They're in San Diego now?
Oh, no. Hugh's back going to Annapolis. Jimmy's got some kind of a job with an oil company in the Philippines.
Well, let's sum up. Go on.
Oh, I hate to say this, but Judge Morton...
Old Judge Morton proposed marriage to you?
Now, wait a minute. Isn't he the old friend of your father's that fell down your front steps and was killed?
Yes, that happened only a week or two after he asked me to marry him.
But he was old enough to be your father.
I know. I was a little bit ashamed of it.
The old fool. Go on.
The only other person was... Oh, please don't get the wrong impression. He was very kind and understanding.
You're talking about Leslie Marks, aren't you?
Yes.
I think that's all, Sonny. Any more questions, Captain?
No.
Sonny, I think the case is all wrapped up. You're the same as freed from the Richard curse now and forever.
You know who's behind all this?
Yes, and now I think we know the reason why.
But who is it?
Wait just a little while longer, just a few minutes.
Well, may I tell this much to Phil?
Sure, why not?
Oh, I hope you know what you're talking about.
Let her out, Doc.
You are telling me the truth, aren't you?
Positively.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful.
You want Arthur? He's outside.
Shut the door for a minute. Well, there you are, Captain. There's your reason why. Leslie Marks wanted Sonny for himself. When he couldn't have her, he went a little crazy and determined to keep everyone else away from her.
It's a reason, all right, but it's not good enough.
Not good enough?
How are you going to prove it?
I don't need any more proof.
Well, the courts do. You haven't got a single thread of evidence.
Well, Doc, bring Arthur in here.
You bet you. All right, Arthur. Come on in, son, and meet the law.
It's all right, Arthur. Come on in, sit down. This is Arthur, Phil Terry's brother, Captain.
Yeah, I've heard about you. How are you, Arthur?
I hate cops.
Oh, do you indeed?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's just too bad. What have we ever done to antagonize you?
I just don't like you, see?
Yeah, I'm beginning to.
Okay, now we got that straight. What do you want?
Arthur, why did you take the trouble of shooting those two thugs in the basement of the brownstone house last night?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You're going to tell us if it's the last thing you do, so you might as well open up and make it easy for yourself. How did you know those gunmen were going to take us there?
What gunmen? Where?
Where did you get that sawed-off shotgun you used?
I've never even seen a sawed-off shotgun in my life.
Where did you get that shotgun? Did you get that shotgun?
Oh, go take a jump at yourself.
You see, Arthur, we know more than you think we know. We know who the head of the mob is now.
No. No, you don't.
We not only know who he is, but why he's been carrying on this reign of terror.
I don't believe it.
We certainly do. All we're trying to get out of you is your part of it. Everything else is all tied up.
Now I know you're lying.
What's that?
Sure, because if you knew the head of the gang, you'd know where I stood. Know everything, huh? You don't know nothing.
Hackett, I think you better let me take this boy down to police headquarters.
You ain't got anything on me.
Shooting two men with a sawed-off shotgun? I think we got plenty on you, son.
I didn't. That's not true.
Unless you want to come clean, you're going to go with me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know nothing, see?
Under those circumstances, young man, you may consider yourself...
You expecting a call, Captain?
No.
Well, I'll take it. Hello? Reggie, where are you? What's that? Well, stay right where you are. We're coming. Captain, that was Reggie. Leslie Marks has been shot to death in his bed.
Hey, what you talking about?
Murder, shot in the hallway. Come on.
Hey, where did you say that girl Sonny was going?
Well, Sonny. Sonny, well, she said she is going to Phil's room.
What's that?
Yeah, Sonny's up in Phil Terry's room.
And Phil, the best news in the world. I've just come from Jack and Captain Norton.
Captain Norton?
Yes, he's from the police department. He and Jack and Doc are questioning people down in the hospital waiting room.
Well, so Packard's called in the police, huh?
But Philly's been working with the police hired along.
What are they doing down there?
They're questioning people.
They question you?
Yes, and the strangest questions I ever heard. They've got Arthur down there now.
Arthur?
Yes, and they told me the most wonderful news.
What sort of questions did they ask you, Sonny?
Well, aren't you interested in the news?
I asked you what sort of questions they asked you.
Why, mostly about my personal life. First, did anyone ever forbid me going around with men?
Ask you that, huh?
Yeah, and then they asked me for the list of all the men who'd ever proposed marriage to me.
Makes quite a list, don't it? With Jack Packard's name at the head of the list.
Oh, Phil, I've got something to confess to you now. I mean, it's all right to tell it now.
What's that?
I'm not in love with Jack Packard.
What's that?
No. I'm sorry I had to hurt you by pretending that I was, but he said it was necessary to make people think we were going to marry.
So you ain't in love with Packard?
No. It was just a trap to draw the fire of whoever has been doing all these horrible things.
So that was it. How come you're telling me this now?
But that's it. There's no longer any need for secrecy.
No?
No. They know who the man is, and they're going to arrest him in just a few minutes.
Who told you that?
Jack, just now. He said to give them a few minutes more to clean up the details.
Did he happen to mention the name of this man?
No, he wouldn't tell. He said in a few minutes...
You're sure he knows?
Oh, yes. I think that's why he has Captain Norton with him, to make the arrest.
Mm-hmm. Sonny.
Yes, Phil?
Why shouldn't you know who this killer is, like the rest of them?
Well, I don't know.
I think it's a dirty shame holding out on you.
Oh, Phil, I don't know what you mean.
It's very simple, Sonny. I think you ought to know. So I'm going to tell you.
You're going to tell me?
That's right. If I wasn't a bedridden cripple, I wouldn't have time to tell you because I'd be making my getaway.
Phil, what do you say?
But the way things are, there's no possible chance for escape.
Well, Phil, stop talking like that.
Sure, I'm the guy. I'm the leader of the mob. It was a mighty good mob, too, until them three Boy Scouts busted in here.
Phil, it isn't true.
Sure, it's true. I've been head of the mob for 3 years, and after I was hurt, I kept right on being head of the mob.
Why did you do this to me? What did I ever do to you that you should surround me with murder and horror?
You don't know why.
No.
Well, then I'll tell you why. When I woke up in this hospital and saw I wasn't ever going to have you, I made up my mind right then that nobody else was going to have you either.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
And that still goes, see?
Phil, where did you get that gun?
I've been saving it. I knew this had happened sometime. I've been saving it.
For me?
That's right. If I can't have you, no one else is going to have you either.
Further transcribed adventures of Jack, Doc, and Reggie will come to you tomorrow at this same hour. I Love a Mystery, written and directed by Carlton E. Morse, comes to you Monday through Friday, featuring Russell Thorson as Jack, Jim Bowles as Doc Long, and Tony Randall as Reggie York. Frank McCarthy speaking.